Roth, brother and sister. L. Loma Linda, California, November 9, 1911. Mr. L. Roth, Sonoma, California. Dear brother and sister Roth, I send these words to you in the love of Christ, and I pray that you will act upon them. The Lord will teach you His will if you are willing to be taught. Those who are striving to be overcomers will be pursued by the temptations of the enemy. Satan will tempt them to corrupt the principles which all must maintain who would reach the high standard that God has set before them. Satan rejoices when he can lead souls to follow mistaken ideas until their names are blotted out of the book of life and recorded among the names of the unjust. We can overcome only in the way that Christ overcame, by wholehearted obedience to every commandment of God. True religion is obedience to all the commandments of God. Every soul who is saved must surrender his own plans and follow where Christ leads the way. The understanding must be yielded up to Christ for him to cleanse and refine and purify. This will always be done when we receive aright the teachings of Christ. Oh, how much we need a more intimate acquaintance with him. We need to enter into his purpose and to carry out his will, saying with the whole heart, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? My brother, watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. It is poor policy to give the enemy the slightest advantage. Human nature will continue to be human nature, but it can be elevated and ennobled by union with the divine. It is by partaking of the divine nature that men and women escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. When truth abides in the heart, the daily experience is a revelation of the controlling power of the grace of Christ. Never keep the truth in the outer court. Let the Holy Spirit stamp it upon the soul. The child of God is to reach out for higher and still higher attainments. He is to confess every sin, that by his example others may be helped to confess their sins and to cherish the faith that works by love to purify the soul. He is to be constantly on guard, never standing still, never turning back, but ever pressing on to the mark of the high calling of God in Christ. My brother, do not allow a difference of opinion to break up the sacred union that should ever exist between husband and wife. The Lord desires to see you and your wife standing in a position where you will bring honor and glory to His name. Are you doing this in the home? Do you live as in the presence of God? Do you keep before you the example of Christ and seek to pattern your lives by His? We should keep ever before us the fact that time is short. Iniquity is increasing on every hand. The righteous are set as lights in the world. Through them, the glory of God is to be revealed to the world. Keep ever before you the solemn events of the future, the great review of the judgment and the coming of Christ. You, with your family, are to prepare for that day. Lay no stumbling block in their way. You are to do all that you can to help your children to walk in the path of truth and righteousness. My brother and sister, the Lord is coming soon. Will you in that day bring to Him converted children? Then work for their salvation now, that they may be fitted for a place in His kingdom. In doing this work, you will experience a daily conversion in your own lives. If you will do the will of God, you will see of the salvation of God in your family. Follow on day by day to know the Lord, rejoicing that it is your privilege to say at His coming, as you stand with His faithful waiting children, "This is our God. We have waited for Him, and He will save us. We will be glad and rejoice in His salvation." Isaiah 25, verse 9. May God help you as a family to present to the world and in the church an example of truth and righteousness. May the Lord bless you, my brother and sister. May he give you strength to walk together in the path of righteousness. May he fill your hearts with faith and love and hope and courage, that you may win the reward of the faithful. Remember, my brother, that Christ gave his life for you. Let not the enemy gain the victory over you by leading you to place hindrances in the way of your wife's acting in obedience to the commandments of God. We are living in the closing scenes of this earth's history. The Lord foresaw that at this time, the spirit of opposition and unbelief would take possession of many hearts. May the Lord help you to see the danger of encouraging such a spirit and lead you to heed his words of warning. Do not make it hard for yourself and wife so that you will be filled with perplexity and trouble. God help you to be truly converted, is my prayer.